Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We're back! Yes!
Thank you for being very patient while this patient took his nap. We're still here on my porch raising money to get my brain tumor out on Intellithon, the world's first what, guys?
Live stream crowdfunding app!
And I've got a bonus for you.
I'm jumping really high! All the way to the moon! Moon! All the way to the sun!
When I was 8 years old, my little brother Fintan said, Key, write me a song. Now, I only got as far as the lyrics, but last week I finished it. So, Fintan, this one's for you, wherever you are.
I rode a toy train from the Great Plains to the city by the bay. The fog was there that you could see. Everybody's mom was gay. Couldn't get in a bar, so I stole a car and drove straight to the beach. I danced with myself upon the strand, took my own trembling hand, gave myself a single grain of sand. And my body sinks into the deep. The ocean fills me straight and true. My parting gift still mine to keep as the world fills up and turns blue. A fish woke me up, he looked like a pup. I took him for a walk. We met a crab who drove a cab. He took us around the block. To the mouth of a volcano, I poured in some Drano to clear the path ahead. You see, I wanted to go all the way, to find a place where only I could stay and sing songs from cabaret all day. So I jumped right down into the deep. The fire filled me so straight and true. My grain of sand still mine to keep as the world burns up and turns blue. Then I woke to my brother's poke. My toy train had derailed. Mom had gone to bed and Dad had fled. Vincent said, you have failed. You can't leave home even after you're grown, 'cause it always stays inside. So if you wanna find a place where you don't have to run the human race, keep your sand in your pocket just in case. Of a story that's a lie but sounds so true. Sing me a song while I go to sleep as the world fills up and turns blue.
Thank you. Thank you, listeners, both virtual and corporeal. You are beautiful here tonight, hot young post-millennials bathed in the sunset we call late capitalism. You guys are struggling with diversity. You are defiant in the face of next week's school shooting. God damn it, you're going to save us. Somebody save us. Fillory, who we got here tonight?
got some local redneck losers.
Yeah.
And some traveling punks that look a little crusty. There's those three metalheads whose family own the Paco's Tacos, which is delicious.
Paco's Tacos. We're here to go.
And up here on the porch, we have my pre-non-binary friend, Melanor.
Shut up, Fillory.
Who are you telling to shut up? You told me what you were.
I can't tell you anything.
Fillory, as the new bookkeeper, how we doing?
Okay.
3,465.35.
Yeah! Hell yeah! That's what I call global heartwarming. Hey, let's check the tumor cam.
Woo!
I'm serious. I have an old friend with benefits, a hetero term for what, kids?
A fuck buddy!
Moved to the Bay Area to become a what, kids?
A tech douche!
A tech douche who gifted me the new MRI app.
Yeah.
Because I can't afford one anymore. It's still in beta. Most common side effect, brain damage. You stick one end in here and the other end in this, like, ultrasound paddle thing that you touch on your head.
I'm bringing it up on your flat screen.
Okay, there's a dark shape coming into view. Oh. Wow, it's grown. Kind of looks like the fist of a tiny fascist. Hey, let's play the Rorschach game.
Okay.
Right? Tells us a lot about who we are. Fillory, what does the tumor look like to you?
Brain.
That means you are cerebral. Melanor, what do you see?
I see chaos.
That means you're a pessimist.
No, I'm a realist.
Fair enough. Braniel, what do you see?
Gum? I don't know. It looks like gum.
What do you see, Key?
Hi.
Where are you going, Key?
Hey, lady. Where was I?
You are not there for the beginning. You will not be there for the end.
Sorry, I didn't mean to play that. That was Gyro.
Good morning, Gyro.
Thank you, Lighty. But I meant to play this.
Jesus in all his moods.
This is me in Scotland at age 9, serenading my first crush.
Jesus in all his moods is a person containing multitudes.
After I ran away for the third time, my parents finally sent me to a Catholic boarding school on the shores of Loch Ness.
One day he'll show a money changer the door. The next, he might befriend a whore.
I quickly adopted the local accent. Army brats can do that.
They pierced and cut him with nail and whip, splitting his hands like a woman's lip.
The school was shut down by the diocese, but it still has a Yelp review. Middling Benedictine Prep School, where pear-shaped monks prepare apple-cheeked boys for careers in middle management.
I'll eat your body. I'll drink your blood. Save me from hell. Nip me in the bud.
This Canadian monk, Father Angus, took me under his skeletal wing.
Well done, Kian. Beautiful use of metaphor at the end.
Thank you very much, Father.
I was bullied for being American and for being smart and for still sucking my thumb. Skills that would take years to pay off. I really couldn't handle the Scottish cuisine, so Father Angus cooked me these American dishes, you know, that I could handle, like hamburgers and, you know, pizza, but they were Scottified, you know, they were like topped with haggis, which was made of sheep's brains cooked in their own bladders. Somehow I choked it all down. But you know what? There's no such thing as a free brain. I would have to visit him late at night in his rooms for story time. I got really homesick. I especially miss my little brother, Benton.
Kian, watch me, Key!
That's him on a trampoline in Kansas on the day I came home from Scotland on my summer break. I wept, I begged my dad not to send me back.
The kids call me a Yankee poof, and the priests are...
Strict? Well, years from now, you realize that this school made you what you are, chick.
I grew distant. Meanwhile, my parents were waging a mysterious cold war over sex, or worse. dinners were a vast, picturesque wasteland. Fenton saved us from the silence.
I love the bread. I love the napkin holder. I love the hamsters.
You know how some families talk to each other through their dog? Well, we spoke through Fenton.
Kian. Fenton, tell your brother you missed him.
I missed you, Kian.
God. No swearing, Kian.
Why is everybody picking on me?
Get off the cross. We need the wood. Tell your father to pass the salt.
I love the salt. I love the dad. I love everything.
It was almost chemical. Did you know that whenever two things touch, a rock and a river or a cup and a lip, at the exact point of contact, a compound is formed? Maybe just for a microsecond, but a new molecule comes into being until the objects separate. And it disappears. Fenton was the compound between us. Our backyard was right on the shore of Milford Lake, just a couple of miles from where we are right now, and there's a town at the bottom of the lake called Elida, where my dad was born. They had flooded it when they built the dam, and my dad built a scale model of Elida and put it in the aquarium that I'm now looking at. A very pretty yellow fish is swimming around the little grain elevator that he carved. The drowned town, he would call it. Fenton and I thought the idea was awesome. I mean, what if there were skeletons down there?
You get a bite there yet, chick?
Dad used to take us out on the lake fishing, which is an ancient drinking ritual interrupted by brutal acts of reverse drowning of small aquatic animals.
You have done yourself with this martini, Kian.
Thanks, Dad.
The bottle looks low. Hope you're not skimming off the top.
Who, me?
Yes, me.
Daddy?
Yes, Fenton.
I got a rock. Should I drop it here?
You're getting warm.
Is your house over here?
It's getting warmer.
Quit shoving me, Fenton. Is it over here?
Fenton was obsessed with finding Dad's house at the bottom of the lake.
I'm gonna drop it!
If you hit my roof, somebody might get mad!
You mean a fish?
No.
Oh, yeah, you mean a crab.
No, I mean bad dad!
That was really loud.
We left him behind because he was
bad news! Please,
don't
just lower it. I'm gonna drop it!
Drop it already!
Daddy, he hit my hand.
What the hell are you doing?
Kian. Wipe that goddamn smile off your face!
Dad had never hit us before, but for the first time, Bad Dad did.
Daddy, he's bleeding!
His school ring had cut a tiny incision on my cheekbone.
It's okay, Key. I'll kiss it better.
Get off!
Stop it, Fenton. You're getting blood all over
you. It's okay, Daddy. Dad, he didn't mean it. Trust me. He didn't mean it.
Fenton always wanted to make it better.
He didn't mean it one bit.
He kisses Daddy better.
Trust me.
He kisses him on the lips.
What are you doing?
We stare at each other, all three covered in my blood. Dad rows us back to shore where Mom and Aunt Ida are waiting with a picnic.
What the hell happened, David?
Jesus, Mary.
He looks down at the bottom of the boat. I look at Aunt Ida, and I touch the cut on my cheek.
Fishhook.
My God.
I was the one that got away.
Oh, my God. It's a fishhook.
I look at him.
Kian. That can never happen again.
There's such self-loathing and tenderness in his eyes that I have to look away. Two months later,
Did you look at downstairs? Is he not downstairs?
Fenton got up in the middle of the night
must be outside here.
And walked into the lake.
David!
Maeve?
Quick,
I woke. And I ran out to the back of the house. I saw on the side of the lake my dad was kissing someone small, whose legs, half in the water, were fractured by the moonlight.
We're here!
Kid, go back inside, kid.
Over here!
I saw them put Fintan on a gurney, and I went back up to my room.
Come right down that path!
Please, God, if you let him live, I will never love anyone else. If you let him live, I will never love anyone else. If you let him live, I will.
6 hours later, I woke and crept down the stairs and found my parents on the landing looking up at me like an apparition. Mom's smile was like a Halloween mask too big for her face.
It's all right, kid. He's already there.
Yes, Kian. He's in heaven.
I knew when my dad was lying. I wanted to ask him where Fintan really was. But how could I, when there was no Fintan to speak through? The compound had broken down. The objects had separated. My dad, my mom, and me. The coroner said that Fintan had been swimming for a long time before he... I just wonder what he was...
Ian.
Hey.
Hey. Are you gonna come out?
Yeah.
I'm just feeding the fish.
Kian. Kian. Shit. Hey, okay. Okay, here we go. I've got you.
Sorry, it's okay.
Track number 2. Crimes against children.
Hey, Kian.
Who is that?
Where are you? Ah! Don't freak. You're going on a journey.
What's going on? Where am I?
Look around you, dude. You're flying through a strange solar system full of billions of tiny planets, each with its own lonely inhabitant. And they're all orbiting a beautiful black sun, right? This is your afterlife.
Am I dead?
Not yet. A brain tumor is like an in-and-out pass.
Well, where are you?
You'll see me soon. You're on your way to me.
Whoa, that was close.
That planet almost hit you. Did you see the guy standing on it? Every planet has one dead person on it, and every dead person gets the planet they deserve. Karmical! Ah! It's okay, Kian. You're simply plummeting through the atmosphere of my personal planet.
You're almost here.
Look, it's me, your baby brother! I missed you, Key! Come here, hug it out!
Fintan?
Literally! This is my body. Take and eat. I'm kidding.
But you're...
Say it.
You're...
Hot. I know, right? I grew up! I blew up! I'm totally shred now, right? Welcome to my planet. Nothing to do here but work out.
Fintan.
I know, it's bright, right? It's the glare, sorry about that. Everything's made of mirrors. The ground, the sky, my workout bench.
I don't understand.
It's so
what
I can
I'm...
see myself getting bigger, which isn't that hard to do when you live on a planet the size of a Dairy Queen. Makes me look swole, don't it? Donut, do you have a donut?
Fintan.
Because I want to get bigger. Because if I get bigger, then I can really
Fintan.
See myself and I'll
Fintan,
be seen.
Why am I here?
I don't know! To see me? You do see me, don't you?
Yes, I see you.
But you haven't talked about me.
I have talked about you. I talked about you today.
That's the first time. Since.
That's not true.
We know when you talk about us. And you haven't mentioned my name. Since the day I walked into the lake to
to beat up Bad Dad because he hurt you.
I just want you to know that I blame you for killing me.
What?
Every day. Why do I, when you cry like that?
Fenton.
I just want you to tell Mom that she messed up so bad. Why would I, when she'll cry and be sad? Do killing me? Why should I, when he's already dead now? Tell me, do you remember me, or do you remember being told? Stand a chance of making the mark, of leaving a trace of cause and effect. If you did this, you feel that I'll be all that you lack. I'm the kiss that you dare, but when lips part, is the kiss still there?
I'm caving in. Thank you. Come here. It's on the right side, huh?
What?
Above your ear, let me feel. Wow. I can feel it. Kicking. Here.
What did you do?
I left a mark. Cool, it looks like a flower petal. Your first petal. There's room for more. I love you, Key. I'll see you next time.
Next time?
Yeah, on the compound, remember? Bye!
You're back.
Is there something on my head?
No, Kate, but I think you need to go to the hospital.
Yeah, they're going
to
be here very soon.
No, go to the hospital. No, cancel the hospital.
They told me
no,
they're on their way.
Cancel the fucking ambulance, Brandy. I can't afford it.
You were out for like 2 minutes this time. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling?
I miss my brother. Which is good.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, look.
$5,200.35 pledged.
Anthem Homunculus was written and composed by John Cameron Mitchell and Brian Weller. Directed by John Cameron Mitchell. Executive produced by Howard Gertler and For Topic Studios, Lisa Leingang and Lital Molad. Edited by Brian Cates and Ali Muni. Sound designed by Kate Belinsky and Greg Switlowski, and mixed by Greg Switlowski and Steve Bone. Recording engineers Vincent Cascione and Patrick Derivas. Associate director Zan Violento. Music director Brian Cavanaugh Strong. Music mix by Pat DeLette. Casting by Henry Russell Bergstein and Laura Donnelly. Featuring John Cameron Mitchell, Glenn Close, Nakane, Patty Lupone, Dennis O'Hare, Christopher Hanke, Alan Mandel, Matthew Gilmore Wright, Maddox Shepard, Madeline Brewer, Ben Foster, Sarah Boatwright, Luke Slattery, Ty Bauman, and Gail Thomas. Anthem is a production of Little Punk and Topic Studios. For more about the show and soundtrack, go to topic.com/anthem.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.